ACD International presentation. ACD International presents. Patrick Jolson in Gun for Henry. Produced by Brian Williams. What do you want, Chief?
Really, Cirilli, there's a traitor in our organization. He's been selling secrets to the enemy. I want you to ferret him out. Use whatever methods you deem necessary.
No! No! I'm not going to do anything for you!
What do you mean? You're not going to do anything for me, Cirilli.
I'm not going to do one damn thing for you. I'm finished. I'm retiring.
You can't retire. You can't. No one retires.
No one retires. I'm retiring. What? No, what are you doing with that gun?
What do you usually do with guns?
The chief shoots a gun. Henry visits the morgue. ACD International presents Joseph Apar in This Could Drive You Crazy. Executive producer Patrick Johnson. Produced by Walt Smith. Rated by Christian Daugherty. Directed by Howard J. Sullivan. The rain, it's kind of loud, Chief.
Yes, and there it is, isn't it? Now, what have you come in for?
Yes, Henry, what do you want?
I want to see Joe McCoy.
Joe McCoy?
Joe McCoy.
Joe,
come in here, please, will you?
Where is it, Chief? Yes, Henry, you wanted to see him.
I'd like to speak to you. I didn't get those dreams. I never get dreams like that. You understand that, don't you?
Well, everyone dreams, Mr. Cirilli. It's a natural human...
But I tell you, I don't get dreams like that.
Well, perhaps it's because of the constant tension you live in. The pressure, it might be getting to you.
Don't try to explain it to me.
Tell me about your dreams, Mr. Cirilli.
Well, my dreams are... They're kind of... Well, last night I dreamed that the chief was shooting me.
That's kind of absurd, you know.
Well, I dreamed it, didn't I?
Maybe you better take a vacation. I mean, you've been having a lot of these sort of dreams coming in late for work. You haven't been remembering your assignments. I think you've been overworking.
Look, I'm all right, Chief.
Shut that window, will you, Miss Ferguson?
That rain is driving me crazy. Everything is driving me crazy. I can't seem to understand it. I get all these dreams. Can't you explain it, Joe? You're a psychiatrist.
Henry, I think that it's, a basic paranoid state.
Shut the window, damn you!
I'm sorry, Joe.
Shut it! Shut it! Listen. I need help. I think I'm going mad. Shut the window.
Too much overwork, Henry. That's all there is to it. Henry, I think you'd better take a little vacation. At least...
I know I don't get dreams
like this. Come into the detective business for a while, Henry. It's preying on your mind.
Look, I know I don't get dreams like this.
Listen, Henry, are you working on an extremely difficult case?
I'm working on no case at all. Look, I don't need a rest. I just want to know who's doing this to me.
You're doing it to yourself by working so hard. I know you're a dedicated agent, but dedication has to stop sometime. It's becoming a sickness with you, a disease.
I'm not one of those American detectives who work so hard.
I'm an English detective. And I don't get dreams like this. I just don't. I just don't. I can't get these dreams. I must find out who's planting these dreams in my head. I must. What's happening? What's happening here? Get the cats out of here.
There's no cats in here, Henry. There's no cats.
They're gone now. They're gone. The thunder. I don't know. Do you hear thunder?
Yeah, in a storm, you always hear thunder, Henry. But the room, the windows are all shut. How did you get here? Just now. Did you? Joe, did you?
No, Chief, I didn't.
I think it's all a frame-up.
Hey, mates, how's it going?
I think it's all
Hello,
a frame-up.
Hello, Well, Chief, I'm checking up on your base now.
Look, I want to ask Joe something. I've been invited to a country house for dinner tonight. It's my old dear friend. His name is Mr. Santo Claus. Should I go? Is it right for me?
Listen, Henry, I don't think you should go. You should go on a vacation. Even maybe give up your job. It's obvious that it's getting...
Well, what would Mr. Claus have against me?
Listen, Henry, no job is worth sacrificing a human life for.
Look, going to Mr. Claus's house will not harm me anyway. Can I go?
Well, providing we don't drink too much.
The cat. I must go. I must leave here. It's the only way. It's the only way. Mr. Claus.
Hello, maybe. How are you?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
My throat. I have a very bad cold.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm very sorry. You have a wonderful party here. How are you, Mr. Sullivan?
Good to see you again, Henry. It's
yes,
good to see you.
Good to see you. How are you? Yes. How are you, Monsieur Petit?
Very good to see you. No.
And the chief. Well, fancy finding you here.
Yes, Henry, huh? Hi, doctor's here, too.
Doctor.
Right, Doc? Doc?
Oh, hello, Henry.
Funny how you keep on showing up at places.
It's just another,
It's true, Henry.
You're so funny, Chief. I wish I had your wit.
I know I am witty,
I don't feel well. I must go out
Go take a breath of fresh air, Henry. Right out in the garden there.
Yes, I understand. Breath of fresh air. Oh, a breath of... Somebody's shooting at me. I'm going to... I don't...
Claus. I had to do it. It was the only way. He was beginning to suspect something. In the office. He was questioning me. I wasn't sure what to do. I had to shoot him.
He's not dead, is he?
No, it's just a tranquilizer.
What shall we do?
We have to keep him under heavy sedation. Maybe hide him away someplace for several days. He knows too much. Maybe we can give him a drug so he'll forget.
Perhaps. What about the plan to drive him insane?
I'm working on it.
All right, then. I'll see you later. Be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
Trust me, Henry. Don't worry about a thing. Just do as I say. Where am I?
What is it, Nikolai?
We must go on with the brainwashing.
I leave it to you. You're the doctor.
But we'll...
You're the doctor. Don't break now, man.
Listen, I'm not about to break. But
help me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
All right.
Somebody! Help me!
I have to get back to my house. I'm meeting the chief to talk to him. He'll probably ask me if I know where Henry is.
He's seeing you.
He's seeing you. Henry, keep quiet. Close your...
Sir, there's a call coming from the head controller. Shall I put him on?
Yes, of course.
Good morning, Mr. McCoy. Good morning.
Good morning, head controller.
How are you today? It's a fine morning, isn't it?
Yes, I must say it is.
Have you got Mrs. Sorelli in custody?
Yes, we have, and my plan is this, sir. We'll make him forget everything about the party last evening, and in the process of doing so, we'll scramble his brain so he won't remember anything. He'll be totally insane.
Totally insane, you say? Totally insane? I don't believe you, McCoy. I don't believe you.
Chief, it was the plan, head controller.
Okay, listen to me and listen to me good. I know you have done it. And I want you to do it again.
This is Patrick Johnson. Don't miss part 2 of This Could Drive You Crazy next week at the same time on this channel. Good evening. This Could Drive You Crazy, an ACD International presentation. with Patrick Johnson as Henry Cirelli. Tom Soto as the chief. Our guest star as Dr. McCoy. Tom Sinclair, sound effects. Jason Edwards, sound reunion. And special guest, Joseph Abar as Santa Claus. Copyright 1971 by the British Parliament and, of course, ACD International. Executive producer Patrick Johnson. An ACD International presentation.
An ACD International presentation.